الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. I am grateful to Allah for giving me this opportunity to be with you and be a small part of your gathering for commemoration of the tragic event of Karbala. Inshallah, in these three lectures, if Allah gives me tawfiq, I want to see how we can look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam as an example, as a role model, and also to introduce him as an example and role model to all people of the world. I think this is a very important issue for us in order to improve ourselves and in order to share this great example that we have with other people. Let's first see what is the significance of having an example. We can understand things through theories, through abstract ideas. Allah has given us aql, intellect, and if we receive an idea, we can think, we can check it against our principles, and then if it is satisfactory, if it is compatible with our principles, if can go through the logical test, we can accept it. But the reality is that most of the people find it very hard to follow the theories, the ideas, if they don't come up with practical examples. It's very important for us to have always examples, to see what happens if someone, for example, follows that idea, and what happens if someone doesn't follow that idea. For example, we can say to students that you are in the school and you are supposed to study. The school is prepared for teaching and learning, and you are here to study. Okay, this is enough for a human being, a rational person, to understand, to appreciate, and to act upon. But many people would not find this as a motive. Maybe they accept, but they don't act upon it. If along with that, you show them examples, for example, you show them pictures of some people who have been to the same school and have really benefited from the teachers, from learning, from studies, and now they have become very successful people. This gives them a great, you know, momentum. And if also you show them pictures of people who came to the same school and they didn't study and now they are just a burden on the society, or maybe God forbid they came to a school, they started, you know, learning bad things from each other, and now they have ended up with being in the jail. So showing these examples sometimes supplements the theory that you are giving them, and sometimes it's tens of times more effective than just giving them the theory without example. Maybe the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam is a case that we can reflect about this issue. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam right at the beginning very clearly that Iblis is your enemy. Inna hadha aduwwun laka wa lizawjik. Very clear. And Allah says hadha. So somehow, we don't know how, because Allah doesn't have a finger to point, but somehow Allah pointed to Iblis. Hadha, because hadha means this. Yeah? Allah didn't say, there is an enemy for you, be careful. No, what's more than that? Inna hadha, this is an enemy of you and your wife. فَلَا يُخْرُجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. Be careful. This is an enemy of you, and his goal is to do something so that you are sent outside. You are sent, you know, to the earth, you know, outside this heaven or this garden. And if you go outside, you will suffer. Okay. Many times, you know, we reflect on this story. And this is one of the stories that if you study this story and think about it, for years, there is always new element in this story. Ulama have written a lot about this. Books of tafsir all have addressed this story. But still, there is something new. It's amazing, you know, how Quran never can be, you know, exhausted in its novelty and its, you know, teaching. So, one question is, Adam alayhi salam was a very good person, of course. He was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a very special person. And Allah clearly had warned him. Why he was so easily deceived? Although Allah had pointed to Iblis, but Iblis went to him and said, for example, had adulluka ala shajarat al-khuld wa mulkan la yabla. Shall I inform you of a tree that is the tree of permanence, of eternity, and a kingdom that will never perish? Because Iblis knew that we human beings love to be eternal. We don't want, you know, to be somewhere for some time and then stop. There's love for eternity in us. So, why Adam alayhi salam was deceived? Let me add to the question. Not only Allah had pointed at Iblis, Allah had also pointed at this tree. La taqrabu hadhihi ash-shajara. It's very, really confusing or really difficult to understand. Allah said, this person is your enemy. This tree is also a tree that you shouldn't approach. Still, Iblis, with that tree, deceived them. Why? One reason is this, because there was no example, there was no precedence. Adam never thought that someone may tell a lie. He was so innocent, so pure, that he never thought a person can say, قَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِينَ. By Allah, I want good for you. He never thought a person can, you know, be so bad, so vicious. But now, we today have no excuse. Because we have so many examples, starting with this example, that how, even in a very sacred place, a person may appear and speaks very nicely, eloquently, and even swears by Allah that he wants good for you, and still may deceive you. So now today, we have no excuse, because we have the theory, but also we have example. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this fact, has given us many examples in the Quran. Allah has given us also many stories, qasas, and says, in these stories, there are lessons for you. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ. There is lesson for you. He mentions examples, parables, examples for ideas, examples for good people, examples for bad people. So a very good educator, whether it be a father or mother or a teacher or an alim, should follow the same pattern, should mention examples. Examples can be very different. Examples be sometimes quite opposite to what you want to achieve. For example, you say, look at this nation, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted them with everything, and then they were not grateful. The Quran gives you examples like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Bani Israel, فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. I raised you over all other nations. Allah gave them many, many prophets, not one prophet, not two prophets, tens, if not hundreds of prophets. Just in one incident, they killed 70 prophets. One morning, they killed 70 prophets, and then they went and opened their shop, and business was normal. No feeling of guilt or shame. بِقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. One of the reasons why Allah punished them was قَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Not قَتْلِهِمْ نَبِيًّا. Not قَتْلِهِمْ نَبِيَّيْنِ. Not one prophet, not two prophets. الأنبياء. So they had many, many prophets among themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Torah to them and many other books. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent food directly to them. أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. Allah was sending food to them directly. But even such nation who started with a prophet, you know, they were children of Ya'qub, Allah Nabiyyina wa alayhi wa sallam. A nation which is all children of a prophet. Yeah? So they're all children of prophet. And Ya'qub himself is child of Ishaq and then Ibrahim, okay? So all go back to Ibrahim. Allah has raised among them many prophets. Allah has shown them many miracles. But when they are not grateful, when they are not following the teachings of their prophets, what happens to them? ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for them, instead of all those favors, that now they should have dhillah. They should lose their honor. Wal maskana. They should be always in difficult situation. And Allah is angry with them. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ. So situations can change. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Muslims, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَعْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Don't think that because you are Muslims, you are always going to be loved. No. You can also change. If some of you goes away, if someone goes astray, then Allah says we will bring another group. فَسَوْفَ يَعْتِ اللَّهِ بِقَوْمٍ Allah will bring another group, another nation. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ They love Allah and Allah loves them. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ These are the people who would be very humble with respect to the believers. But with those who are enemies of Allah, enemies of truth, enemies of humanity, they are very strong. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every nation, every group of people should not be proud of their past, should not be proud of their leaders, should not say, because Allah has been so far giving us all the favor, this is going to continue. No, it depends on your performance. Allah is kind and merciful, but you can close all the gates of mercy to yourself. This is why every person, every group, every community has to be always careful. Allah is not going to change unless we change. If we change, He takes all the blessings away. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ If people change their situation, if they lose the qualifications for having the blessings of Allah, Allah will take His blessings away from them. Very simple, very clear. And Allah is just. He's not going, you know, to say, no, you people, because you, for example, speak this language or you look, you know, in this way, you know, I am going to treat you differently. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats all the people in the same way. In a just way. Okay, so sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions nations, groups of people, communities as examples, good or bad. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions individuals, again good or bad. For example, in end of Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions examples for bad people. Imra'at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in end of Surah Tahrim mentions few women as examples for good people and bad people. For example, Imra'at Nuh as example for bad people. But Imra'at Fir'aun, the wife of Fir'aun, the lady Asiya, is example for good people. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ Allah gives an example for believers. It is very interesting. Not only for women who are mu'min, for all mu'mineen. ضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون. Allah gives one example for all believers, men and women. So this shows that a woman can be a role model for men and women. There is a beautiful hadith. A saying which came from Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajo Sharif. This is in Biharul Anwar, volume 52, page 178. Imam Mahdi says, Fi ibnat Rasulullah li uswatun hasana. In the daughter of the Prophet, in Lady Fatima, there is uswatun hasana. There is a good example for me. There is a role model for me. So Lady Fatima is a role model not only for women. Lady Fatima is a role model even for Imam Zaman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this lady, the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, is an example for believers. إِذْ قَالَتْ And then Allah mentions a very important point in the life of this person. إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين. Very beautiful. This lady is very important to think about this. You know, I am mentioning many things, but each of them, I hope, inshallah, later you can reflect. Even just the example of Adam, which deserves lots of thinking, the example of Bani Israel. This lady is very important to think about. You can be a person who lives with Pharaoh and not in a very far and distant relation. I don't think in the whole world there is a relation which is more intimate than husband and wife. Husband and wife have the closest relation. There are things that even you may feel embarrassed to say to your parents, but you say to your wife or to your husband. Yeah, if you are good husband and wife, we have maximum unity. If you are bad husband and wife, still we have intimate relation. So this lady was living with Pharaoh as his wife. Perhaps eating the same food. I don't think, you know, his food and her food were separate. Spending hours with Pharaoh. How she managed to protect herself from vicious acts and qualities of Pharaoh. How she was not affected by Pharaoh. This shows that although we should try to choose a good environment for ourselves. There is no doubt about it. We should try to choose a good environment, an Islamic environment, a religious environment, whether it be a school or workplace or house or society, whatever. But Allah has given us such a great power that we can resist against all the vicious signals, pressures, forces, negative energy that may come to us. You can be surrounded by bad people and remain good. People may do all mischief around and you can be still a very pious person. It's very difficult. It's very difficult, but it's possible. This is not what, you know, we suggest to people, that okay, go and live in a very difficult situation. Go and live in a bad society. Send your children, you know, to bad schools because Allah has given us this ability. No, we are not encouraging people to do and take this risk. But if it happens that you are put in a bad situation, if you are put in a situation which is not Islamically friendly, still you can protect yourself. How much you can protect yourself? You can protect yourself to the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you as an example for all the believers. And you can become one of the four ladies in all history of mankind who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ضَرَبَ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مْرَاتُ فِرْعُونَ. She said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how ambitious she was. Sometimes we, men or women, the greatest thing that we want, oh Allah, I want a big house in this, you know, good location in London, for example. I want a large house, you know, few bedrooms, you know, gardens. But this is too little. Just, this is the aim of your life. You are struggling in order to have a big house only. That's good, but this is not something that we, you know, spend our life and energy day and night thinking of having this. This lady had a very ambitious prayer. ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. I want a house in heaven, but not in any place in heaven. Indaka. Even not any place in heaven. A place in heaven which is very close to you. Because you can be in heaven, but just next to the door. And you can be in heaven in a very prime location. Which one do you want? Don't say, you know, it's enough to be sitting next to the gate. No. Because then there is a great chance that you may end up not being there. Because if you aim at being just at the minimum, then you may fail. If someone says, you know, I want just to pass the exam, then there is a great chance that you don't pass the exam. And even if you pass the exam and just get the least and the minimum of the marks, who is going, you know, to give you a good job? Who is going to offer you a good place in university? In dunya, we have been away from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Do you want also in heaven to be away? Or you want to be with them? So, this lady said, "Ibn li indaka baytan fil jannah." I want a house, not in a place in dunya. Indaka fil jannah. Wanajjani min fir'auna wa 'amalihi. Please save me, protect me from Fir'aun and from the action of Fir'aun. How action of a bad person can be destructive. You know, there are people that as soon as they come, you feel pain. There are people, as soon as they come, you feel tired, you feel exhausted. There's so much negativity in some people that just seeing them and being in the presence is destructive. And if God forbids, if you are affected by their actions, and if you follow them, then imagine what happens. This lady was very worried to be affected by Fir'aun and his actions, and also to be harmed by Fir'aun. And not only Fir'aun, also Zalimin, all the oppressors. Another example is Lady Maryam Salamullah alayha. وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانَتِينَ. Another example that Allah gives to believers, again, is a lady. Lady Maryam, that preserved, protected her chastity. Chastity, modesty, is so important that Allah only mentions this here. Of course, Lady Mary had many qualities, and the Quran mentions few qualities for Lady Mary. But here, only one. Allati ahsanat farjah. This shows that for a woman, her iffah, her chastity, her modesty is very, very important. It's fundamentally important. It's not a quality next to other qualities. This is very important. A lady, first of all, should preserve her modesty. And modesty is not just, for example, you know, to check your relations with strangers. Modesty is also coming in the form of appearance, in the form of talking, in the form of laughing. All these are different branches of modesty. It's not just not to have, you know, na'uzu billah, bad relation, you know. Modesty is very important concept. So, Allah gives examples in the Quran of nations, of individuals, but in addition to mathal, in addition to giving an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very special way, refers to some people as uswa. Mathal and uswa are similar, but not exactly the same. Mathal is an example, but uswa means a role model. Role model is someone that you follow in not 1 point or 2 points. Especially when it comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way Quran speaks is very special. In Surah Ahzab, verse 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillah uswatun hasana. For you, truly, laqad in Arabic is used for ta'akid, to emphasize. Laqad kana lakum. There is a very good role model for you in the Messenger of Allah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, for example, to be also uswa. But when it comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's not as general as for the Prophet. For example, Allah says, "Qad kanat lakum uswatun hasanatun fi Ibrahim walladhina ma'ah idh qalu liqawmihim." There is an example, a good role model for you in Ibrahim and the people who are with him when they told their people. So Allah mentions one aspect of their life. But when it comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah doesn't say from this point, from this aspect, from this story. Of course, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is also a very, very good role model, but still there is a difference. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the best role model that Allah has provided humanity with. No one before and no one after has reached that level of perfection. Even our imams look at the Prophet as their example. In the night of Ashura, you know the story that when Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha heard Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam reciting this poem, "Ya Dahr Uffin Laka Min Khalili Kam Laka Bil Ishraq Wal Asili," when Imam was polishing the sword, when Lady heard this and realized that Imam is informing about his death, of course they knew this, but you know, just a reminder was also painful. So the lady went unconscious, and then Imam alayhi salam brought him to consciousness, and then Imam Hussein said this. Of course he said other things, but one of the things that he said is this: "Abi khayrun minni." My father was better than me. You saw the tragedy of losing my father. "Wa ummi khayrun minni." My mother was better than me. "Wa akhi khayrun minni." My brother Hassan was better than me. "Wali wa li kull muslim bi rasulillah uswah." And for me and for every Muslim, Rasulullah was an uswa. So it means that even Rasulullah has died, my father has died, my mother has died, my brother has died, everyone is going through the same destiny. So Imam tried to comfort the lady. Of course, the lady was right. in her maximum sadness, because as she said to Imam, when I lost them, I had others. When I lost Rasulullah, I had my father, I had my mother, I had my brothers. When I lost my mother, I had my father, my brothers. Even when I lost Imam Hassan, I had you. But by losing you, I am losing everyone. So, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Li wa li kulli muslim bi rasulillahi uswa. I should follow the example of the Prophet, and every Muslim should follow the example of the Prophet. So Prophet is the perfect example for everyone, even for the Imams. But then Imams are also infallible examples for us. And because in our life, we go through different circumstances, we are faced with different challenges, we can find different examples in different personalities, in different lifestyles of Imams. Sometimes we are faced with a situation like the situation of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Sometimes we are faced with a situation like the situation of Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. Sometimes we are faced with a situation like the situation of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So alhamdulillah, we have all different types of examples and role models that we want. So this puts us in a very clear position. The example of the Prophet, the example of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the example of the pious believers throughout the history, our ulama, our great leaders, we have alhamdulillah no problem, whether it's in theory or in practice. In understanding the ideas and understanding the practicalities. One of the role models that especially has been introduced to us is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is true that we love and follow all our Imams, but there is something in the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the response that Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave, that makes him somehow special. When we say kullu yawmin ashura wa kullu ardhin karbala, it means that although you may have very different scenarios in life, but you always need Hussein. The example of Hussein is always applicable. Maybe some of the examples may not apply to you right now, but the example of Hussein is the example that applies to you always. Even when Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif comes, he refers to Imam Hussein as his point of reference. He emphasizes on Imam Hussein. Of course, he loves all other Imams. He follows all Imams in their Sunnah. But you see, there is a special connection between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hussein. I have had few lectures on this. If you are interested, you can watch them online. Connection between Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi. There are 12 maybe different reasons why there is a special connection between Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi. And inshallah, maybe I mention some of them inshallah also tomorrow. So Imam Hussein has a very important role. Imam Hussein has a historical role. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His wise plan that He has designed, has put along with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who himself is a great example, a great uswa, has put next to him someone like Hussein. And it is with Hussein that we can understand the example of the Prophet. If you deprive yourself from looking at Hussein, you cannot understand Prophet Muhammad fully. This is one aspect of Rasulullah saying, Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn. Husayn is from me. It's obvious. Husayn is from me, it's obvious. But what does it mean, ana min Husayn? I am from Husayn. How can a grandfather be from his grandchild? It means that for my success, for my mission to be accomplished, for Islam to succeed, we need Hussein. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the night of Ashura, mentioned a hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is my last point. The hadith is that my son Hussein will be killed bitaf. He will be killed in Karbala while he is thirsty, while he is alone, while he has no helper. Faman nasarahu. Whoever helps him in that situation, faqad nasarani. He has helped me. What does it mean? How helping Hussein is helping Rasulullah? Doesn't this mean that helping Hussein is helping me to accomplish my mission? I have come not to just teach few people. Allah has sent me to teach all mankind. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. If Imam Hussein was not there, Yazid would have finished everything. Maybe the name of Islam was still there, but the mission was not going to be accomplished. Not only the mission of the Prophet, all the messengers Allah has sent them in order to establish justice. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. All the messengers have come so that people rise and establish justice and social equity. This mission of all the messengers, which was to be achieved in the time of the last prophet, was not possible to be achieved unless if Imam Hussein took that historical stance. Hussein not only helped Rasulullah, he helped all the prophets. Hussein is not only waris for Rasulullah, is the heir for Rasulullah, is for all the prophets. Otherwise, what 124,000 prophets have tried to establish little by little, step by step, everything has gone. So there is something in Hussein which is special. Rasulullah said, "Faman nasarahu, faqad nasarani, wa nasara waladahu al-hujjah." And whoever helps him has helped me and has helped his son Hujjah. This is very important. Helping Hussein is helping Imam Mahdi. introducing Hussein is helping Imam Zaman. If we introduce Imam Hussein properly, inshallah we'll explain this. If we follow the example of Hussein and show Hussein as example to humanity, humanity would move closer to the time in which Imam Mahdi would be able to establish this justice. So there is something special in Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and perhaps this is one reason why we have in several hadith that if you do ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for example, in the middle of Sha'ban, there is hadith something like this which says 124,000 prophets will shake hand with you. What does it mean? If you do ziyarah of Hussein, 124,000 prophets shake hand with you. Why? Because they want to say, we thank you that you didn't lose the line, you didn't lose the orientation. You are showing appreciation to someone who has saved all our efforts. But now it is your turn to continue. Your turn to continue. You have to follow this. Inshallah, we will follow this discussion. Tonight, we remember a very important martyr of Karbala, and that is the son of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. I was told that this is the night that you commemorate Hazrat Qasim, because sometimes in some communities the nights may be different, but it doesn't make that much difference. They are all great martyrs, great companions. Inshallah, we want to have a tawassul through this important personality. In the books of history, it's mentioned that when many people were martyred, all the companions, even, you know, Hazrat Ali Akbar, many were martyred. One of the people from Ahlul Bayt who was there and wanted to help Imam was Hazrat Qasim. وَهُوَ غُلَامٌ صَغِيرٌ لَمْ يَبْلُغَ الْحُلُمْ. He was a young man, but not yet reached puberty. He was not yet maybe 15 years old. He was 13 years old. He was still very young. So he was not in the age of fighting, but he wanted to still help Imam and offer his life. So he went to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Falamma nadhara al-Hussein ilayhi qad baraza. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam looked at him and saw him that he has come in order to go to battle, i'tanaqahu. Imam embraced him. Waja'ala yabkiyan. Then they started crying. They so much loved each other, they so much understood each other, that both of them started crying. How much they cried? Hatta ghushiya alayhima. They so much cried that they went unconscious. It's very important how much Imam Hussein loved this son. This son of his brother, who also was brought up by Imam Hussein, because he was just 3 years old that he lost Imam Hassan. So for 10 years he was under the care of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Hatta ghushiya alayhima. Then when they again became conscious, ista'zana al-Hussein alayhi salam fil mubaraza. He said, please give me permission to go and fight for you. فَأَبَى الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَنْ يَعْضَنَ لَهُ. Imam Hussein didn't give him permission. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ الْغُلَامُ يُقَبِّلُ يَدَيْهِ وَرَجِلَيْهِ. He didn't say, okay, my uncle doesn't give me permission, so I have excuse. No, this was his utmost wish and desire to offer his life for Islam, for his Imam, for Ahlul Bayt. So he has started insisting. How? Kissing the hands and the feet of his uncle, of his Imam. يُقَبِّلُ يَدَيْهِ وَرِجْلَيْهِ. He was kissing the hand of Imam, the feet of Imam. حَتَّى أَذْنَ لَهُ. Then Imam Hussein had no choice of giving him permission. فَخَرَجَ وَدُّمُوعُهُ تَسِيلُ عَلَىٰ خَدَّيْهِ. He left Imam while his tears were coming. He was very sad of leaving Imam. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And then he started reciting this rajaz, this poem to introduce himself. One of the things that they used to do was to introduce themselves so that no one say, I didn't know whom I am killing. I didn't know who was this person. What was the idea of this person? They introduced themselves, who was my father, why I am here, so that there is no ambiguity.
إن تنكروني فأنا ابن الحسن سبط النبي المصطفى والمؤتمن. If you don't know me, I am son of Hassan, grandson of the Prophet who was chosen and trusted by Allah. هذا حسين كالأسير المرتان بين أناس لا سقوا صوب المزان. And this is Hussein that you are treating him like a captive. You don't give him freedom to move among the people, that may Allah not send any rain to them, because this is the way they have treated the son of their Prophet. The narrator says, وَكَانَ وَجْوهُ كَفَلْقَةِ الْقَمَرِ. The face of Qasim was like part of a moon, shining and full of light. فَقَاتَلَ قِتَالًا شَدِيدًا. He fought fiercely حتى قتل على صغره 35 رجلا. Although he was very young, but he had the blood of Ali. He killed 35 of the enemies. A person who was in the army of Ibn Sa'd, his name was Hamid, he says, فكنت أنظر إلى هذا الغلام عليه قميص وإزار ونعلان. He says, I still remember looking at this young boy who had a shirt, he had a cloak and had two shoes, but one shoelace was cut, which was the left shoe. Then he says, فَقَالَ عَمْرُ بْنِ سَعْدِ الْعَزْدِ. The person who was called Amr Sa'd said, by Allah, I am going to fight him. I told him, Subhanallah, why are you going to fight this young boy? By Allah, if this young boy even comes to fight me, I am not going to fight him back. You can see how much enemies are surrounding him. But this enemy of Allah said, Wallahi, la af'alanna. He said, no, by Allah, I have to kill him. فَشَدَّ عَلَيْهِ فَمَا وَلِيَدَّ ضَرَبَ رَأْسَهُ بِالسَّيْفِ. Then he went towards Qasim and by his sword cut his head, injured him. وَبَغَى الْغُلَامُ لِوَجْهِ. Then Hashem by his face dropped to another, Ya Amma. The very first person he remembered and called was his uncle Hussein. He called, Ya Amma, oh uncle. فجعل حسينك الصخر المنقاد. Imam Hussein very quickly went to him. فتخلل الصفوف وشد شدة اللايث. Like a lion went to him. فضرب عمرا and killed the killer of Qasim. Then Imam Hussein alayhi salam went to the head of Qasim and said something which shows the great pain in the heart of Hussein. He said, Ya'izzu Allah ala ammika an tad'uwahu fala yujibuk. By Allah, it's very hard for your uncle to call him, but he doesn't respond. أَوْ يُجِيبُكَ فَلَا يُعِينُكَ. Oh, he responds, but he cannot help you. بُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ غَتَلُوكَ. May Allah keep away from his mercy the people who killed you. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. O Allah, because of Imam Hussein and the martyrs of Karbala, please include us among true Muslims and lovers of Ahlul Bayt. O Allah, please protect us and our children and our families and community from anything which is bad in this life. O Allah, please make our Imam Zaman happy and pleased with us. Please hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Please include us among his true helpers. Please give shifa to all brothers and sisters who are ill. O Allah, please send your rahmah to all who have passed away, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters here, and those who have rights upon us, our ulama, our maraj and martyrs, and Imam Khomeini. O Allah, please make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.